Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
For the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Sterling Country Club for the occasional invitational. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Welcome in, ESPN 97.5 FM 97.9 HD2, live at Sterling Country Club for the occasional invitational benefiting Kids Meals. The guys have been out here golfing all day. The awards ceremony, Sean, will be in here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Get pretty lively. We'll have a, as the promos say, a celebrated John Granato, I believe, emceeing said celebration.
Yes, I've seen past celebrations of John Granato.
Lively, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say it's lively. I'd say that there's some language and some...
So are we going to have a concern? Because this is going to be going on.
It might ruffle some feathers.
This will be going on while we're on air. Are we going to have an FCC concern here? Is Ryan going to need to keep his hands?
Stay by the dumb
button. Stand by the dumb button, Ryan.
It's like when we had Vernon Maxwell on a couple years ago.
Well, it's like when we were at the golf expo a few weeks ago. We had Willie Cauley-Stein on. He dropped the S-bomb on us like six times.
Okay, thank you, Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah.
Underrated part of that Kentucky team.
Yeah, that didn't win a title because they lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah, 38-1.
38, yeah, whatever it was. All right, so I am Brian McDonald. That is Sean Mapes. Joe is kind of running this whole thing, so he will not be on the show today. And Jeremy is supposed to be on the show, but we're having some connection issues. I believe he's at U of H for, I don't know, some Cougar thing. He's probably got baseball or something. Sean, do you have any idea?
Yeah, I mean, it probably is U of H baseball.
I think that's the favorite on the board.
When you call it some Cougar thing, I'm more interested. I will say that. I will give you that.
That does, yeah.
Some Cougar thing.
My interest is peaked, as Larry David might say. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know you had that interest there, Sean. But let's talk.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Yeah, facts. Facts. So Houston Astros, this is where we're going to start it off today. Lose another game, Sean. This time 5-3 to the Orioles. I'm getting to the point, I know it's still April, where losses have gotten to a point where I'm kind of like, I think I'm past the point where I'm getting like upset by each individual loss. It's just kind of to the point now where I think this is just who they are.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost, I think it's 16 of the last 22 or 17 of the last 22. Some absurd stat.
Yeah,
because
they started 5-2 and they're now 11-19.
Yeah,
so
hello.
Whatever that math is.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Jeremy's there. He's a little bit low. I can barely hear him.
Hello.
Yeah, there's Jeremy talking about the Astros and their struggles as of late, and they continued last
Brian, can you hit the rejoiner again? We're not starting the show this way. Brian hijacks the show. Little hostile takeover. Pretending we
hostile
have technical
takeover.
Issues. He just wanted to be talent. He's like, yeah, Joe's out of here.
Talent.
We're going to pretend Jeremy has some technical issues. I'm just going to take over the show. Hello, Houston. He's Brian, in for Joe. He's Sean, in for I don't know who. Oh, we're just going to go three chairs today. I am still Jeremy. It is Jeremy and Joe. It is a Wednesday edition of the program. How's the scene out there, guys?
It's nice. It's beautiful.
The calm before the storm, I would
say.
Yes,
and just, you know, driving in, it all obviously looks so great here at the country club. And, yeah, right now we're in an empty ballroom as we're preparing for the scores and the participants to come
totally
in and
empty.
The scores
I see
to be
Joe
read.
Behind you.
Yeah, there's Joe.
Joe's
there's,
lifting heavy boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is Joe.
Looking
this is
busy.
What Joe had to do that
he's
he couldn't be
busy.
On the show. Look at these boxes. Oh, Joe, that's not FCC friendly.
Yeah.
Come on.
That, yeah, even for Twitch, that's boxes. A bit much.
How come he's wearing a red polo?
Yeah, he got us all black ESPN polos, and now
out.
He's not wearing them.
Wants to stand out.
It's battle red. He's at a golf course. He thought he'd be Tiger Woods, and he's wearing Sunday red.
You know what it is? You know how like the head coaches will wear different color polos than like his assistant
mm-hmm.
coaches?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it
it's
is.
A look at me
like,
move.
I'm a
look
boss.
At me move.
I'm a head
Everyone's
coach.
Wearing black. Yeah, he's in a red. Really eye-catching stuff. Yeah, we know what's.
That's a little self-fulfilling, that polo.
Yeah.
That polo's a little self-fulfilling, I think. Y'all look good in your polos. I've never seen y'all dressed up so nicely.
Thank you.
That's not true. That's not true. You've seen me in polos before.
It might be true for me.
Yeah, it might be true for Sean. But...
yeah. So what did y'all think of the Astros game yesterday?
More the same, Jeremy. It's been a tough, I mean, it's hard to call it a stretch. It's been two-thirds of the season, but it really was just kind of a little bit of a greatest hits album of what's gone wrong with the Astros as far as, you know, only getting three innings from your starter and leaving runners in scoring position. What was it? Bases loaded, zero outs, and a 3-0 count to Isak Paredes.
Second and third, no outs.
Oh,
and then bases loaded, one out.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Yeah, and and with the 3-0 count to Isak Paredes, no runs.
Three strikeouts were their outs that inning.
Yes. Really, greatest hits album. It was the Astros baseball I've come accustomed to.
I think the most disappointing of that was the Isak at bat that you mentioned, because not only was it a strikeout, but so did, I mean, Correa struck out too, so did Altuve. But he was up 3-0 and then swings, you know, way out of the zone at 3-1 and 3-2. So that was pretty disappointing there.
Yeah, that was, to me, the story of the game was the squandering opportunities. And look, Shane Baugh is a really good pitcher. His pitching profile, his ace stuff, all that. Like, he can run into some trouble with his command, all that sort of stuff. But the Isak Paredes at bat, I thought, was just kind of a microcosm of that game. Head of the count, 3-0. Like, the 3-0 pitch, too, just, like, barely nicks the bottom of the zone. It was a strike. Like, it was a strike. It's not a call. You're in a challenge. But it's like, okay, well, that's a little unlucky, right? Just barely nicks the bottom of the zone. Was a strike. Could have easily been called a ball. All right, 3-1. You know, still a really good opportunity. You have a good hitter who's, you know, finding his form a bit, coming along a little bit. Very patient hitter. Chases a pitch out of the zone, swing and miss 3-2. And then chases a pitch out of the zone, swing and miss, you know, strikeout. Two outs, and then, you know, Walker can't come through. Altuve couldn't come through. So I think the offense is starting to press a little bit, knowing that, hey, we better score runs because this pitching staff is terrible. And that's not where you want an offense to be. Like, you want offense to feel free. You want offense to feel confident. You want them to feel, you know, at ease, right? You know, all of that. Not the case. I think that they're starting to press. I think the reason they're starting to press is because this pitching staff is terrible. I think they know that. They think they have to score 8 runs a game. They think they need to hit a, you know, 6-run homer. And quite frankly, they're a bad baseball team.
Yeah, I wonder how much of it is that kind of psychological element of it, and how much of it is like, well, they, you know, they are kind of coming back down to earth. Like, how can you expect like that level of production from basically everyone, not everyone in your lineup, but so many guys in your lineup, where it is like, it could just be you really needed to not be the worst pitching team in baseball when your lineup was hitting the ball the way that they are, and now they're coming back down to earth and your pitching staff hasn't been able to improve enough or even dead cap bounce enough to help cover those, and now you're just losing games that maybe in the good old days of early April, you could have won this game 8-5, but now you can't because, you know, these guys aren't hitting the ball quite the same way as they were to start the season.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sean. I like, even past the point where they started 5-2, like when the losing started after that sweep of the Red Sox, the Astros, even by the most optimistic standards and expectations, were never going to be a team that led the league in runs scored. I mean, I know they had some players that have had that high-end finish before. Yordan, obviously, when he's healthy, Altuve, Christian Walker's kind of turning back the clock as well. They've got those high-end players, but even if it's kind of like what we talked about at times with the Texans' offense, like, well, if they could just be 20th, you know, there's going to be, like, the defense could carry. Like, the Astros' offense was always going to drop a little bit, and they still may end up being a really good offense, like maybe finishing, you know, 8th in runs scored, 9th or whatever, top 10. But because the Astros pitching staff hasn't come back the other way, like that gap has just made it nearly impossible for them to win.
What'd you think of Gateway as a starter?
No walks. I like that.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, no walks.
I do. Listen, I know that like you just need like the Astros just need starters. They need guys who can start a baseball game. They need someone on the mound at the start of the first inning. He was kind of their steadiest or one of their steadier relievers. I am like, is the juice kind of worth the squeeze of like losing that arm in the bullpen? Because it's not like your bullpen's been very much better than your starting rotation. And he didn't blow me away, you know, in either direction, really. I was just kind of, it felt like, I mean, it just felt like an opener with Ryan Weiss piggybacking. That's kind of what it felt like.
I feel like you are being very kind.
No.
I didn't think
you thought he was bad?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tell of two appearances. The first inning, he was dreadful, I thought. He settled in. Like, you know, is that a sign that, you know, hey, he can kind of settle in as a starter? That's good. Yay. You know, maybe. We'll see. He wasn't good as a starter in San Francisco. Is there any correlation there? I don't know. His velo was down, too. Like, his fastball was down almost 2 miles per hour, which is that because he's starting the game trying to – and I know he was only supposed to be, like, an opener, like, 2-3 innings max, and you wouldn't think that, hey, I'm an opener. Let me just try to ease into this game and, you know, throw it 90% effort, 90% velo, trying to get deep into this game. But his fastball velo was down. He was asked about it after the game. He said because the weather was cooler, which, okay. Like, that's a valid thing, I think. I think it's a valid reason.
A little too Emi-ish.
I don't like that.
You're not going to throw as hard in cooler weather than you will if, you know, you're lathered up in warm weather. That's
how
fact.
Cold was it?
Yeah, let's
– Yeah, what can we fact-check this? How cold was it?
I don't know. You have the internet,
is
right?
Is that in the box score? No, it's not.
Yeah, I was hoping that was in the box score. I don't see it. Well, at least not in the place I'm looking right now.
59 degrees first pitch.
I'm out on that excuse. Yeah. I'm out on that excuse. I think that's got to be like if the number.
Are
first
you
number's not four. No, I'm serious.
You don't think 59? Velo goes down whenever it gets colder?
I just don't think that it's 59 versus 63. Is
right.
that
like, what, yes.
He doesn't pitch in a game that was 63
that
all year.
He didn't pitch in Colorado?
Or in Seattle where it was too cold for Emi?
I don't remember his appearances.
it's just, you know.
Let's see.
It's – I get that the – I'm more willing to think that the velo is down because he was thinking, like, I need to go at least two, probably three.
He did pitch at Colorado and at Seattle.
Okay.
Let's pull up the weather
also
patterns.
Also at Cleveland.
Yeah, what was the weather in those?
I don't know.
Al Roker?
What's
Al Roker?
The
farm? He's not busy.
I got the
Here's
farmer's
how
almanac.
It is in your neck of the woods. Yeah.
Jim Cantor. What's Jim Cantor up to?
Probably all the waiting for her. It's almost Jim Cantor's season. Yeah, hurricane season's around the corner.
Doesn't get out of bed for 59 degrees.
No.
Who's your favorite Houston Camden. Weatherman?
Oh, man.
Mine was always Frank Billingsley.
I was going to go with Frank Billingsley.
Frank was the GOAT, for sure.
Great career for Frank Billingsley.
Yeah, the one of the ABC 13 guys reminds me of Mark Zuckerberg. I don't really know what his name is. He just kind of looks like Mark Zuckerberg.
Just has that nerdy, awkward
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah, that's my only note on him.
Does he look like funny. Zuck?
Kind of Zuck vibes.
Is it more he looks like Zuck or he has Zuck vibes?
Shades of Vuck. I said Vuck.
Whoa, Sean.
Zuckerberg.
Watch out.
It's the ABC yeah.
That was very
13.
Close. That was a hard fake.
Put in meteorologist. Just to
no, I think K-Way's got up. A chance. I think K-Way's got a chance to be all right. Ryan
as a
Weiss
starter, do you like
them
like that going forward?
Yeah, I don't. I think the plan was for him just to get a spot start, and then they're just going to have Emi take that turn in the rotation. But Emi was so bad that I don't know if he can take the turn in the rotation.
Yeah.
I think that was actually the plan. I think the plan was okay. Ryan Weiss isn't going to be a starter. Let's demote him. Let's just, you know, start Tang as an opener. That way we can, I don't know. I really don't know the rationale. Maybe just give you a better chance to start the game because Weiss has been bad. You know, Tang can keep
and
it in
feels
early.
Like, Joe's already throwing things at the wall just to see what sticks, which
yeah,
is
I mean,
not a great spot to be in April.
It might have even been a, you know, from a Dana thing. You know, Dana stays up at night thinking about K-Way Tank. So he might have been so, like, you know, enamored with the idea of what it looks like to start a game that, hey, Joe, let's switch those two guys around. But I think that the plan was for Emi to get this turn in the rotation the next time through, but he pitched so poorly in Corpus, I don't think they can do it. So I think Tang's going to get at least one more start.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening with what we saw from – or what we – I guess what I read about. I didn't see – Tetsuya Emi pitch in Corpus Christi.
Oh.
I saw the numbers not inspiring, but I do like the fact, because you've pointed this out before, Jeremy, where Dana really has a thing for the quad A relievers, swing emergency starter types. I really like that.
He's got as a type.
Like, yeah, where he's like, hey, give my dog Tang a try. You know, like,
I don't think anyone's ever said my dog Tang.
Someone said give my dog Tang a try.
I don't think anyone's ever said that.
Maybe they're talking about the juice pouch, but it might it might not be the pitcher.
You think he feels any more at home in Corpus Christi?
Tatsuya Imai?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of where in Texas we can send him.
I feel like that's a tougher.
Sugar Land?
Like, that's a tougher cultural.
Where's their single A? Is it Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Fayetteville, North Carolina? South Carolina? I don't know.
I think Houston's the best you're going to do.
Yeah, probably so.
Maybe the best you're going to do. He's just going to have one of the most diverse cities
in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Houston's Corpus is very diverse.
It's not that diverse. It's more diverse than you're probably
not as diverse.
Not as diverse. Yeah.
Not as diverse.
I have family from Corpus area. They live in Portland, Gregory, Portland area. Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're diverse.
Okay, there we go.
They're not Imai diverse, but they're my kind of diverse.
Cue the Canelo drop.
Yeah. You're kind of diverse. Yeah, we'll get the demographics population for
Corpus.
I'll get on that. Travis Herzog, by the way, was the ABC 13 meteorologist.
I saw the picture. You were dead on. He definitely has Zuckerberg vibes.
Yeah, but I think this is where we're at. This is where we're at with the Astros, where it's like, can Tang make another start? He wasn't really particularly that good. Sure, why not? There's not really a better option next time through the rotation.
We're in the
guy,
sure, why not era of Astros baseball.
The guy that you're paying $20 million a year for that, coming into the season, I wouldn't say you're worried about it, but you're like, it does limit the upside of this contract that if he pitches well, he can just opt out after this year. Doesn't look like we're on track to have to worry about that of the player option for Imai coming to a factor at the end of the season. And this is where you are, where it is just...
You don't think it's a factor?
What, that he might choose free agency?
Yeah, you're saying that he's going to opt in or opt out?
I'm saying he's going to opt in. I'm saying he will not get $20 million on the open market.
Because he sucks, he's going to have to come back.
He and Dorian Finney-Smith are already exercising, their player options.
See, I think that there's a chance he just goes back to Japan.
Yeah.
He hates America so much. He's like, okay, I made my $20 million. That's a lot of money. I can go make the equivalent of $10 million in Japan where I'm still going to be a very rich man. And now I'm happy. I think it's more likely that if he was like an American pitcher, obviously,
Is that like a precedent and move? Like I can't really think of guys that just leave that kind of money on the table after 1 year.
I see what you're saying. I mean, I guess you could argue
Calvin Johnson or Patrick Willis, guys like that.
Yeah, that seems different,
but I
get what you're saying. It's more like Chris Borland, honestly.
He was good one season only.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's hard for guys that stink.
By NFL terms, though, I didn't really leave that much on the table because he was, a third-round pick, and he left after 1 year.
True, but yeah, I just...
By NFL standards.
There is a level of, that is kind of taking your ball and going home that I'm not sure a guy who's driven enough to be a professional athlete does. Like, I might think that because I'm a quitter. of course I think that. I'm not sure if Tetsuya Imai, it's a factor. I was just thinking more of the fact that he's stunk all year for the Astros, that he probably would just take $20 million to, try again next year, basically. Try to, assimilate better next year.
Yeah, I think the chances are very low. I just think it's greater than zero.
It's on the table.
Yeah, I think it's more possible than if Ryan Weiss had the same contract, that kind of thing. 713-780-ESPN, plenty to get to today. Azeez Al-Shaair has a new contract. Do we like that contract? Also, we'll get to the Rockets. Rockets-Lakers, game five tonight. Staples, don't let the Rockets win game five. Don't let the R words get hot. They come back game six in Houston. Kevin Durant's coming back in Game 7. And when I say our words, I mean Rockets.
I don't think Sean had heard that bit yet.
Lots Jabari Smith and that. The R words.
the boys are at Sterling Country Club. I am remote. But we got a busy show planned for you. Hope you stick around. Let's talk a little bit more about Emi. I called him a bust yesterday on the internet. Actually, I didn't even call him a bust. I said he may be a bust, and people got mad at me. Where are we at in that conversation after he got rocked in Corpus? And there was a bright spot in yesterday's game. We'll talk about that as well. 713-780-ESPN, the HRNP listener line. You can watch along on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. YouTube as well, ESPN Houston. You can also watch the show on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter as well. Sacked by BMAC is his Twitter handle. Sean A. Mapes is Sean's Twitter handle. Is your middle name A? It start with an A? Is that what's
playing? Yes, it does.
There?
Adam.
Okay, yep. There you go. I'm at Jeremy Branham on the Twitter. 713-780-3776. Bright spot yesterday. Is he a bust? Are you willing to go there yet? It is Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Property taxes are a bust. They are making so much money off of you. It is incredible how much property taxes continue to climb and climb and climb. Yeah, you're starting to get those assessment letters. It is property tax assessment season, after all, which is our favorite time of the year. But if you're not protesting your home value to pay less in property taxes, you could be missing out on hundreds, even thousands of dollars. And just because your tax bill stayed the same doesn't mean it's right. As we know, the market has shifted, so there's still a good chance you're paying more than you should. You don't want to do it on your own. I get it. It's daunting, a lot of hoops and hurdles and all of that stuff. That's why you need Own Well in your life. OwnWell.com. Head over to the website, sign up in 3 minutes, and see how much Own Well can save you. They make saving money on property taxes easy year after year. And they handle everything, which saves you time and money. They also email you every step of the way to keep you, keep you in the loop, let you know what's going on with your appeal. I used Own Well last year, saved me some money. I'm using Own Well this year, going to save me some money again. I'm confident in that. And new customers can expect to save on average $774 a year by signing up at OwnWell.com. They have lowered property taxes for more than half a million Texans, so you should be 500,001. You should be the next Texan that's having Own Well save money for you. You can be one of them, so do not wait to sign up. The deadline to protest, May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Own Well. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at OwnWell.com. That's OwnWell.com. Let them know Branham sent you when you complete your sign up at OwnWell.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Sterling Country Club. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe's shoes are so big that it needs two men to fill in for him. Brian and Sean are alongside today. They are live from Sterling Country Club at Houston National. Do you boys touch a golf club today?
No, I didn't touch a golf club. I got here like 20 minutes before the show.
I did not touch a golf club today either.
Man, every day that goes by without me touching a golf club is a very sad day.
Well, maybe stop getting mommy's wrist and you can start golfing again.
Who says I don't touch a golf club with mommy's wrist?
Yeah.
I thought you heard it. I thought that's how you got mommy's wrist.
It is.
Golfing.
It is. Yeah, it is how I developed mommy's wrist. It was because of the golf club and one, impactful day in August.
Did you win the long drive competitions with mommy's wrist, or is that what happened?
No, that was a previous tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to hype you up.
That was in my heyday, back in the day. But Mapes and McDonald, the Killer M's, in for Joe George today. I'm still Jeremy, although I don't know if I can hang out the entire show with these guys. I'm not sure.
We can hear you, Granato. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, it's Granato?
Granato's testing the mic very loudly.
Is he liquored up?
He's talking to you now.
Hey, John. Good to hear from you.
Okay, you can hear that? Yeah.
John's my hero. He knows that. Everybody knows that. I'm sad
well
that
celebrated
see,
already.
I'm sad that I can't see John today. I love him
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, we just received word that we will be moving our setup.
Joe and his very official red polo that makes him look much more charged.
He's wearing a red polo.
Just came by and told us, hey, you guys, move it in the break. Listen to me. I'm wearing
a red polo.
I know.
He hands out black polos like Oprah, and then he drops a red polo in there.
He thinks he's Tiger today.
Yeah.
He just wanted to stand out. It's the assistant coach, head coach thing. The assistants can wear the black polos. I'm going to wear the red polo. So everybody knows where I can be found. That's what it was. Did you catch Imai's rehab stats yesterday in Corpus? He went two innings, guys. Six hits, five runs, three walks. Did strike out two. Gave up a homer, 59 pitches, only 31 of them strikes. Also had a wild pitch. I tweeted after this. I said he may be a bust. Most people agree with me. A couple of loud minorities. They didn't like what I had to say. But where do you stand on the, this guy might be a bust?
I mean, you got to be willing to go down that road.
He certainly has bust tendencies.
Yeah, there's a lot of busts share the same qualities that Imai has. So I think that it's three starts and then one rehab start. So it is early to close the book on him. You know, we've kind of hit the part of, it's like the Josh Allen thing with bad young quarterbacks. Well, Josh Allen stunk for 2 years before he was good. Hey, you know, Yamamoto actually struggled until like June or July, his first year in the bigs. And then, hey, now he's Yamamoto. He's great. So there is like that door open. But there really, it's all your preseason thoughts of Imai. Like, you have to just carry that over if you think that he can dig himself out of it, because there just is so little evidence that he's shown that he can.
I mean, he had maybe the worst start I've seen an Astros pitcher have since Blair Henley.
That's a tough competition.
And then he follows that up after, what, 2 weeks off with getting shelled by double-A's? Like, it's hard for me not to, like you said, at least go down the road of considering he's a bust.
It's not, even less that he got shelled. I mean, 59 pitches, 31 strikes. Like, his command's not even there, because guys will always say, like, well, you know, it's not really.
I'm working on stuff.
It felt good. It doesn't matter that.
I'm looking at the pitch shape, Sean.
Yeah, all these double-A guys knocked out of the park. That doesn't matter. It felt good coming out of my hand. But I don't think you can even play that card. Half your pitches were outside the strike zone.
That didn't go as long as I thought y'all were going to go.
Oh, do you mean some time?
Did you? Take a bite of something.
We had an inside joke with the Twitchers saying, if you just get out of the way, see how long that they would go. And Houston Dab had 3 minutes. 75 had 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Don't know ball. Don't know ball.
He said a minute and a third, which he was probably the closest. That was only a minute 45.
Yeah,
you guys need to
teammates.
Talk longer. That way I can get a little half day here.
You're already getting two-thirds a day.
A third. Some Joe
Well, I feel like giving you a third off. Because you're not even here.
Yeah,
I'm just off the final hour of the show, not the final 2 hours of the show.
Close
Brian,
enough.
That's some bad math there. I expect that from Joe, not from Brian the Brain.
Maybe if I put on a red polo, I could do math today.
Yeah,
No, I think I'm down on Imai, man. And look, Pete, that's what people were saying. It's kind of your argument, Sean. Well, it's only three starts, and you haven't seen a whole lot. But I've also like. The demeanor, like when he got here, he was like Mr. Personality, and now he's like down in the dumps. And like, is it legit? Is it his translator? Is he part of the reason he's been through three translators or two translators onto his third? Do his translators hate him? Does he hate his translator? Does he hate his time here? Plus, I think the stuff's pretty mediocre. Like, his fastball's low to mid 90s. Okay, doesn't move a ton. People like to talk about that backward slider. It doesn't move a lot. Like, it's almost like a backed-up slider, quite frankly. They're like, oh, it's a reverse slider, which, okay, cool, that's awesome. You know what gets hit a long way? Backed-up sliders. It looks like a backed-up slider to me. It doesn't move a ton. So I think people are going to kind of figure it out. I don't really love his stuff. I don't love the demeanor. And, look, yeah, I get it's a culture shock going from Japan to Houston. But if he had, like, incredible stuff, I think he would be hard to hit, you know? Like, yeah, it's difficult to go from Japan to Houston, but if you go out there on the mound for six innings and you're just dealing, you're going to be tough to hit even if you're homesick. You know what I mean? And it's also the caveat that he can't throw strikes. Like, he can't find the zone. And this was something that actually plagued him, too, in Japan. Like, that was one of his cons coming to America, was they were wondering about his control. And his control in Japan, which obviously isn't the bigs, it's not as competitive as a league, it's easier to get guys out, was his control. So, and he even alluded to it after his first start. He's like, you know, these guys are so good, you have to be so careful. I think he's scared because his stuff is so mediocre to throw it in the zone because he thinks the people are going to hit it a long way.
Shout out to Julie Kavnar. Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Like, if he, don't disrespect
Jenny,
her.
Okay, my bad. Shout out to the GOAT. But if he's already timid because he's uncomfortable here, like the culture's bothering him, he can't eat at his hotel room or whatever the hell he wants to do, and now he's also afraid of the hitters because he can't get away with what he used to get away with in Japan. I honestly think it's telling, the walk numbers and the ball to strike ratio that Sean pointed out for that Double A start last night. Yeah. If he's not able to just go out and let it rip against Double A competition, like, hey, let me throw my best stuff, see where I'm at, and just live with the results. If he's not able to throw strikes in that situation, like, it's hard for me to, like, buy that he's going to be able to figure that out and make the fix.
Yeah, and he made three major league starts. His arm was already fatigued.
Well, fake. Yeah, he wasn't really fatigued.
Oh, that's even worse.
It is worse, but it's the truth. He wasn't fatigued. Come on.
Think about it, too, though. Like, he's complained about the balls. Like, oh, the balls are different.
Yeah.
He's complained about the mound. Like, oh, this mound is hard. He complained about the pleasant Seattle weather. Remember? Like, that was worse than Kay Way's, like, 54 degrees. Like, he's complaining. Mm-hmm. It was like 68 and sunny. I just hate what we've seen in the first several months. It's not only the rehab start, which, you know, rehab start, whatever you're working on things, but the ball-to-strike ratio is pretty poor. Three starts in the bigs. Okay, well, he's only went 8 2/3 of an inning. He's averaging less than 3 innings a start. In one of those starts, he was really good. So it kind of skews the numbers there a little bit. The stuff, to me, is super mediocre. I think that we're going to, whenever we get to the end of the year, I think we're going to be looking at Imai and hoping that he goes back to Japan. And I hate to be, like, callous about that. I hate to sound so mean, but
you
I think
kick him out of the country.
What he is on contract for, I think we're going to be wanting Imai to go home.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Jeremy. I think, like, the Astros have turned a lot of guys around with that have maybe suffered from some mechanical issues, with maybe some pitch mix issues. And, I mean, obviously Kikuchi came here, like, hey, throw this less, throw this more, and he became a really good pitcher over the second half of the season. But if it's mental, like, I don't, like, I know they had a team therapist for Fromber.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that if it was, hey, throw these pitches less, throw these pitches more, or mechanical issue, the Astros pitching guys could fix that. I have no doubt about that. They've done it over and over and over again. If he's so in his head that he's worried about the feel of the ball and that the mound is too hard, I don't think the Astros can fix that sort of mental breakdown.
Yeah, no, it's just everything. Everything's bad.
Like, everything's
there's
bad.
Not
yeah.
like they, that's why
Astros 2026. Everything's bad.
Yeah, that's why the like pushback for Jeremy saying that he's a bust or is looking like a bust is like I don't know what the pushback is other than, well, we were promised he was going to be good, so he's got to be good eventually, right?
But he threw up the H.
That was the press tour was phenomenal.
He was fun once upon a time. He was fun until he had to throw a pitch.
I was gonna say it's like a college football coach. It's like everyone's popular before you lose a game. Like before you have to actually be on the sideline. Yeah, yeah. The press conferences sound great. The you know, being at the Rockets game, front row seat to the KD game winner against Phoenix, going to the Texas game. Yeah, it was awesome. He nailed that part. Everything else has been terrible.
All right, the text line, the junkies have some thoughts on.
Was that too long? Was that too long? Did I talk for too long?
No, I like you guys talking a lot. That means I have to talk less. I don't get paid for the word. You know?
It's facts.
So I don't care if you guys talk. I go talk as long as y'all want. 713-780-ESPN. There was a bright spot. We'll get to the junkies' thoughts on Imai, too. Is this dude a bust? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe with Mapes and McDonald filling in on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
I got your picture. I'm coming with you. Dear Maria, count me in. There's a story at the bottom of this bottle, and I'm the pen.
You're listening to Church. Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Sterling Country Club for the occasional invitational. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Boys had to move to their new digs. It's an occasional invitational award ceremony. About to begin. Legendary John Hill. Mapes and McDonald in for Joe. Joe with his red polo. He's around. He's doing all the work. Ryan's in for Brian, though. So he's handling White Boy Wednesday today, which I think Ryan's like the perfect producer to handle White Boy Wednesday, I think. Because I think he's like the biggest, the most white boy of any of us, I think.
Huh. Wow.
So if you were to power rank white boys at the station, Ryan would be number one?
Well, in terms of, like, the epitome of white boy, because I still think, like, white boy has some swag, like, still has some cool.
Oh,
so, Brian,
okay.
Like,
okay.
You're super white, but you don't have any swag.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Okay. So
you don't have any drip.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the definition we're using for white boys. Okay.
Yeah, you're not just a white person,
right.
a white man.
Yeah.
You have to be
okay.
a white boy.
Okay. Someone they would actually trust with the ox. They would not trust me with the ox.
Yeah, see, the way that he
said that
proves
my
point. The way that he said that.
Yeah, no. No, the resume is building as the more he talks about it.
I openly admitted it.
I've never heard someone put so much emphasis on the X of
the
ox.
On ox?
Like Brian just did.
The auxiliary, yeah.
Would you trust Ryan with the auxiliary?
I think it'd been more white if I said, you can't trust me with the auxiliary. Like doing Dave Chappelle reporter voice.
Yeah,
that would have been. Junkie Emi opinion is that he sucks. If Emi was a stud, we would know it. This is bad. Pete says that Emi is doing everything he can to pitch himself out of Houston. Void that contract because Astros need that $20 million to get better pitching. Yeah, Pete, doesn't work that way. That is a guaranteed contract that Emi can opt into. He has the option to opt into next year's contract. He has the option to opt into the final year of the third year. So he has total control of the money. So the Astros can't get rid of it. Like, they just have to make his life miserable. They have to make him want to leave America. Like, they need to be giving him the worst food, the worst hotel rooms. Like, be like, hey, you sure you want to do this Major League Baseball thing? This is what it's like. So, like, that might be where they're at.
Maybe we should brainstorm, like, things we can have Emi do here while he's in Houston to make him want to leave.
I mean, Jeremy brought up the hotels and the meals. Like, he's already actually complained about that.
Yes.
Actually has been an issue for him. So
it doesn't seem
like it's that hard to make it.
No, we're not going to have to try. We're not going to have to try that much.
Let's give him a big league start. If he has his next big league start, if he's tragic, if he's as bad as he's been, then we'll brainstorm ideas on the air on how to make Emi's life miserable to where he leaves Major League Baseball in America. Junkie Emi is just a baby back bad word. The food, the balls, the mounds, you get paid millions. Figure it out. Major League, make Emi miserable. Laughing face emoji. Junkie Branham has turned into go back where you're from guy. Have you seen a pitch? Junkie what? Astros should change their slogan to help us, says Boots. Yeah, don't chase the fight. Help us, we're drowning.
the sunglasses look and the go back to your country is a tough one too from Brandon today.
The sun's in my eyes.
I know.
We didn't know half your heritage, you might assume something.
It looks like you should be taking a selfie in the driver's seat of a car.
Because every profile of that person
of Emi should go back to Japan
is in their car with sunglasses on, every single one.
I know what you're saying. Mapes need to pick a less depressing string of ads for White Boy Wednesday. That's not Mapes.
Yeah.
Ryan today. 713-780-ESPN. Has anyone ever heard any professional athlete in any sport bad word about all these little details? Yeah. There's certain athletes who are divas.
Or like, you'll hear about them complain about one of these things. You know, like, they'll complain about the ball being different because the ball is actually different.
I've never heard the eat at the hotel thing,
the
though.
Eat
that
at the hotel
a
thing,
new one.
The mound being different, the temperature being too, like, the Seattle being too extreme of a climate for them. It's like,
all
of this is just, like, way, again, one or two of these, okay. The fact that it's all of them three starts in is crazy.
I know he hasn't made his next major league start yet, but I have one for us.
Okay.
Open the starts at home in the summer when Emi starting.
Just open the roof?
Open the roof.
Let them experience the humidity.
Yeah. Yeah, if he can't handle Seattle.
I mean.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Him getting into his car him getting into his car after a game should send him back to
sweating
Japan.
Sweating between the door and the car. By the time he gets to the car, that'll send him packing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't
even
got to summer. Rough. God, that's...
There are some people who think he was taken out of context and that the interpretation wasn't great on some of these. Like, Yusei Kikuchi said that to The Athletic, but who knows?
Yeah.
There was one bright spot
yesterday,
Bryce Matthews. You know, he's not going to go 3-for-4 every night. He's not getting a homer every night. You know, but maybe he can turn a corner here a little bit. Maybe he can touch the baseball a little bit more than he's been touching the baseball. That was really the only bright spot from last night's game for me. Yeah, Aaron Walker a little bit too, but Bryce Matthews the one that stole the headlines, I think.
Yeah, was he, a triple short of a cycle? Obviously not going to do that every night, but it does make me wonder, like, looking forward when you start to get guys back and the outfield playing time becomes a little more difficult to divvy up. Like, can he get hot enough to where Jake doesn't get back into the starting lineup?
Yeah, it's a long way to go.
Yeah, but if they keep playing like this, sellers at the deadline.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
A team needs a, like, stopgap center fielder.
If they're 20 games under 500, yeah, I mean, play the young guy.
Yeah, like, it really is. If they continue playing like this, there's no excuse not to play Bryce Young or Bryce Matthews somewhere
or
in the lineup.
Young.
Bryce Young, too. Small strike zone. I'm sure that helps. Has a good arm. Play left.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, that is
a good enough arm for center.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's Bryce Matthews. We're dangerously close in this Astros season to becoming, like, yeah, play all the young guys. Like, what does it matter? They're going to be out of contention. Now, what's keeping them in contention is the fact that, A, there's 100-something games left, and, B, the AL West, no one's really running away with it. And so we can jokingly say, hey, only five back. You know, they're only five back. It's easy. Just make up five games over 100. You can do that. But there's
only 3.5 of the wild card.
And you don't want to see this team in the playoffs. I'll say it right now.
Don't let them win a game.
Nobody in the American League wants to see the Astros.
Nobody in America wants to see this team in the playoffs.
No one wants to look across the diamond and see the Astros in the other dugout.
Can you imagine
the city of Houston included doesn't want to see this team in the playoffs.
Can you imagine the fear that would run down the spines of the Yankees if they look at the mound and they see Tatsuya Imai?
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah. Yeah, they took 2 out of 3 this past weekend against them. They don't want to see him in October.
No.
They don't want to see him in
October. Probably look at him like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
They have the pedigree, the Astros.
They do. That we can. I mean, they have Correa, Altuve.
Yeah.
McCullers has some good memories.
Bronx. I'm glad you said memories.
In the Bronx.
I'm glad you said memories. Okay. Because his ERA is over 6.
No, but, you know, 2021, he was pretty good. 2022, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
2017, he was really good.
Yeah.
Run the highlights of the 2017 Game 7 again, please.
The text line's being very racist right now.
To Lance McCullers?
I'm trying to find ways to get Tatsuya Imai to leave?
Yeah, kind of. It's become more of just like...
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe he could just read our Twitch chat.
Yeah, that would... Well, I don't know if he can read English, so he might need a translator.
Yeah, just sit him down and translate just Twitch to him.
One of his past 5 translators can read these texts.
Could you imagine having to translate for, like, just, like, mean
hate
text.
Mail?
Yeah. Like, do you think you would, like,
you
go
soften
rogue?
It. You like, soften
you,
it.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, do you think you go rogue and soften it a little bit so you make your guy feel, not that he's going to feel great, but wouldn't feel as bad as he might if you read him, like, word for word, verbatim?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Kikuchi basically proofread some of the translations, which is, again, such a bad spot to be in that we're looking at a guy who was on this team for 2 months, 2 years ago, is like, you know what? Let me see. Yeah, this Japanese is all wrong. Like what? This we're going to outside sources. That's how bad the even the translator has been. Never mind the pitcher.
Does that count as Imai's 4th translator?
Yusei Kikuchi. His 4th translator.
That's right. Shout out to Israel. We haven't heard him on the air in a long
throwback.
Time.
Yusei's not saying that Imai's saying that he hates America. As you say, he strongly dislikes it.
He doesn't really like it the most.
It's
not his favorite country.
If he had to rank his top 20 favorite countries, it might sneak in at the back end.
Yeah. Others receiving votes. At the worst.
Next to Tulane.
Yeah.
Next to what?
two. I was making Tulane's always in that category of others receiving votes
or
classically
best group of five team.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about international countries, and I heard
No. I could see where the confusion would come in, but I was making a others receiving votes.
Just said Georgia.
Astros game today got banged though. Did you see that?
No, actually, I hadn't.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Yeah, they got banged. Their game in Baltimore tonight has been postponed until tomorrow. They're playing a doubleheader.
Thank God.
So no Astro baseball tonight.
One night off. I know that means two games tomorrow, but
what does the off day mean for the Astros bullpen? 7-1.
There we go. Helps the rotation.
I think it kind of does, right? They actually didn't tax them that much yesterday. Then you get an off day today, so you're going to be pretty, decent.
Yeah.
Decent spot for two games tomorrow.
Although they don't
Thursday
get the
off,
getaway
had
now.
Monday off. Like they've had plenty of rest.
Yeah, they don't get the getaway fixed. Now.
Yeah,
they don't what?
They don't get the I mean, because they were supposed to play at 11:30 tomorrow, which they still are. But now instead of leaving when that's over, now they got to play a 3 o'clock game too. So you don't get the early leave to get to Boston.
They're still going to get away. It's just not.
Yeah. Okay. The early getaway.
They're still leaving Baltimore. They're still to stay there.
Allegedly, we'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, they had to go straight to Boston, too. So, yeah, their bullpen might be upside down in Boston. But they'll be good tomorrow, at least. I would go find crab cakes, though, if I had an extra day in Baltimore. They have good crab cakes there.
I've never been to Baltimore. You have a go-to?
There's a place, but I forget the name. I'd have to look it up.
Always They're heard popular, Jimmy's though. Famous. Is that the one that everyone talks about?
Yeah, that might be, actually. I'd have to look it up. I don't remember it off the top of my head. And I'm not a huge crab cake guy. I like crab cakes, but I think crab cakes are very easy to make mediocre very, very quick.
Yes.
So I think that you have to
too
be
much
top
breading.
Of the game.
I can't imagine what, an awesome crab cake tastes like, because it's like all the ones I've ever had are like sixes or sevens.
Okay.
I can't imagine what, the tin tastes
like. Yeah, there are tins, and they are phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Now, most of the crab cakes you get are pretty mediocre and meh.
Yeah.
But you get a good crab cake, and it's like, okay, all right, I see what all the fuss is about. I think it was Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Brian. Good call.
There you go. Wow. There you go.
That.
Beat back nose ball. Nose crab.
Nose ball. Or I would go down to where The Wire, filmed. Go check it out a little bit. Go find a corner boy. Have a little fun.
That sounds dangerous.
Hey, Tetsu Imai.
Maybe that's what turned around his season.
Sit Imai to take a tour of The Wire shooting locations.
Take him to the docks. Remember season two was the docks?
Yeah. Maybe he can hang out with Bubbles.
Yeah, pushing around the shopping cart.
Yeah.
That was such a great, great show. 713-780-ESPN. Nope. Not reading that. Instead of one loss today, two losses tomorrow. No faith in the Astros here. 713-780-ESPN. Nope. Not reading that one either. Giovanni in Angleton has incredible crab cakes, Mapes. You want to drive down to Angleton and get yourself some crab cakes.
It's closer than Baltimore.
There's nothing that makes a crab cake better than some Gulf Coast crabs.
Yeah, I bet there has to be good crab cakes somewhere in Houston.
I will say
they have good crab cakes.
Yeah.
I will say a sponsor of the station advertises with Glenn on Soccer Matters. Sitting Avenue Brewing has a really good crab cake slider.
Okay. Okay.
Throw that one out there. If you're ever in we're pretty close to Jersey Village now, Sean. You can stop by on the way home.
Am I close? Oh, physically the second.
Yeah, physically close. Yeah, straight down 290.
Yes.
Yeah, straight down 290.
I've never heard of a crab cake slider.
I hadn't tried one until there, but I liked it.
Interesting. Did you order it?
Yeah. That's usually my go-to when I'm there on second Tuesday of every month.
Yeah, but just the first order of that is kind of risky.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I don't know. It sounded good.
That's a courageous order.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You deserve to be commended for that.
Yeah, it is a courageous
Pat
order.
Pat on the back.
You're the bravest among us.
Yeah. You need some cojones to order a crab cake slider whenever you have a variety of other things.
I don't think Tetsu Imai has the confidence to order a crab cake slider.
No. The bound would be too hard.
Yeah. My wife makes the best crab cakes. She learned from a chef of a firehouse in Baltimore.
Okay.
I'll have her bring some up. No.
Call the flag? Scandal to that. I wonder if there's a little scandal to that text, though. She learned from a chef of a firehouse in Baltimore?
Are you implying something?
That's kind of a weird hangout, you know what I mean?
Oh.
The chef of a firehouse.
Hanging out at the fire station.
Diana Rossini?
There's a little.
You said it. I was thinking it. You said it. By the way, do you guys see I don't know if this was the worst. I think this might have been, honestly, if I'm her husband, the worst of all. You see that she apparently made him a playlist on Spotify after a four-game losing streak?
Terrible playlist, by the way. Not good.
I forget the name of the playlist, but it was shared with a username.
It was like Hang In There, right?
Yeah, something like that, and it was shared with a username, Mike.
Turn it around.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah.
I was quoted by Pro Football Sports Network today on a Mike Vrabel story.
Really?
Yeah, they took one of my tweets.
And your good friend, Mike Vrabel? Yeah.
So now I've been quoted by the U.S. Sun and Pro Football and Sports Network.
There we go.
I had not heard of Pro Football. What was it?
And Sports Network.
I have not heard of that.
PFASN.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of Pro Football Network, which I have.
I've heard of that.
Okay. I think AI writes their stories, and they just pull things that like have Vrabel in their caption on Twitter or something.
I mean, you got quoted in the Eisen thing, but you're a good friend.
Yeah. He's a close personal friend.
Yeah.
That meant a lot to me because of how close Rich and I have gotten over the years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, game five today. Don't let the Rockets win game five. Because if they win game five, they're coming back home for game six. Kevin Durant's coming back for game seven. But what are they saying about this series? We'll talk about it when we come back. Jeremy and Joe with Mapes and McDonald filling in on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.